Saturday AM Live. As a quick reminder, if you are live with us, make sure you hit star 6 to mute your line, or just hit the mute button on your cell phone or your landline if it has that. So you know that's the new protocol for a lot of these free conference portals, and it is important that when you're on a conference call that you mute out that stuff, because we can hear everything. So if you have not heard your line is muted, or if you know you have not seen on your phone that little mute button, because we can hear everything. Shuffling papers, yelling at your spouse, flushing the toilet, cooking breakfast, we hear it all. So again, please, for the sake of sanity and the love of all things that are good and wholesome, please mute your line. Currently, right now, the word corona, wow. I don't know how else to say it more strongly. Folks, you got to mute your line. Star 6. If you're listening to Saturday AM Live, because I'll just stop. It's really simple. I do that with my kids. I've been doing it as a parent for 21 years. I won't compete with chaos. It's just not worth it. There we go. I think we're now good. If you have not heard the word corona, not as the beer, or COVID-19 or coronavirus, then you've been in a cave, literally. Because since January 22nd, this one virus has changed our lives. It's changed the globe. And right now, currently, in New York, every 10 minutes, another person dies because of this virus. Whether you want to believe the statistics or not, history has a way of repeating itself.
Every 10 minutes,
and
someone's dying in New York.
Every 10 minutes, yeah. Thank you for repeating that. Can you hit star 6 on your phone line? I'm sure you've got a beautiful contribution and a beautiful voice. But I have asked a couple people to share their perspective. And until it's time to share, I need everybody to mute out, if at all possible. I there's no other way else I can say that. Every 10 minutes in New York, because of the population, somebody dies. A lot of folks, and I'm saying this seriously, I've talked to a lot of people who say, and they're going on record saying this is a hoax, just as foolish as people would say that the Holocaust was a hoax. History has documented that 6 million plus people, not just Jews, but 6 million people were killed during World War II. Whether you want to chalk that up as a hoax or what you want to actually believe history, that's entirely up to you. But right now, statistically, we are faced with a global pandemic, and the stats of last night, and I wanted to make note of them just so I could be current and accurate. Just yesterday alone, if I'm looking at these numbers correctly, almost 3,000 more people died globally because of this virus. Let's go back to 1918. Let's talk about the Spanish flu, for example. They estimate, because we didn't have computers, we didn't have the internet back then, they estimate that 500,000 people died globally due to the Spanish flu. 2 days ago, we celebrated the anniversary, the 67th anniversary of Dr. Jonas Salk discovering the vaccine. It took him quite a while, quite a lot of tests, even injecting himself with the virus, with this condition, to prove that his discovery would work. Polio has basically been eradicated from most of the developed countries around the globe. 250,000 people each year get diagnosed with it or misdiagnosed, however you want to look at it. But people are still suffering from it because they have not been vaccinated against it. It's a simple vaccine, and it actually goes into the system. What I read 2 days ago, it goes into the body and helps the body help itself. It actually helps the body build up the immune system, and then the virus just simply passes right out of the system. We all are going to go through storms in life. I remember, and I was reminded of this week, that the day before my 20th birthday, I landed in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And I really didn't know what I was going to be doing for the next year. I knew I was going to be working at a school and kind of like a Peace Corps. It was not a paid position. And I remember having a conversation right before we touched down. I'd visited the island, twice before then as a tourist, basically. And I remember the right before the plane touched down, I literally looked out the window. And I can recount that conversation like it was yesterday. I'm sitting on the right side of the plane, right up against the window. And I said, God, I really don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to go at this wholeheartedly. And that was a brief conversation. And I remember I thought, you know, if I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, I really thought I was going to live in Jamaica for the rest of my life. I mean, how bad would that be, you know, in the tropics, in the Caribbean? I had no idea that the very next day I'd be tasked with driving a brand new $32,000 minivan with a group of students from the school going up to do a hospital, you know, visitation. And that night, on my 20th birthday, on September 3rd, 1988, I've got two orphans in each, one in each arm, and two little girls. Ironic that I would be the father of three daughters, two of which are orphans, who spent time in orphanages. And they were soaked in their own urine. And I remember just, I literally started crying because I'm like, wow, this just blows my mind. Nobody to care for them. No nurses, because you have to pay, in most third world countries, you have to pay for hospital care. And I didn't even know what to do. So I just started singing to them. And I don't have a great singing voice, but it was like as God was speaking to me, saying, Vance, take care of these two, and I'll take care of you. You got a lot of questions. What was interesting, a week later, Hurricane Gilbert, a storm, because a lot of people describe the coronavirus as a storm that, you know, this country is going through. Well, it's not just this country. It's the globe is going through it. It's impacting the globe. And the statistics don't lie. People that are actually diagnosed with it, the statistics don't lie, and they're changing daily. This storm called Hurricane Gilbert on September 10th, 1988, at the time, prior to Hurricane Wilma, I think it was, at the time, highest recorded wind speeds in the Western Hemisphere, 185 miles an hour. And yet we weathered through it. I got to live without electricity for an entire month. Imagine being in the tropics without even a fan or a cold beverage. But we weathered it. We got through it. And what was fascinating, just as Nikan teaches us the five pillars of wellness, number one, 91% of people are introduced to Nikan because why? They need a solution, or they want a solution to take care of their own physical body. And that's what we did at that school. We assessed everything literally the next day. And after the storm had passed, we all got together, the staff, and we assessed the damage. What is the greatest area of concerns? You know, one of the things we did in that next few days, we stood up a mango tree, a massive mango tree that was at kind of the center of the campus. We stood it back up. Team effort, because it was still living and it just kind of had tipped over and it was loaded with mangoes. We stood it back up. We saved. There were a lot of palm trees and other trees we weren't able to save, but we were able to save that tree. But we assessed all the damage for our own campus and our own students first. And then it was in the following days, we went out to the immediate neighborhood and helped people put their lives back together. That's what we do with Nikan. We take care of our own physical bodies in a time of storm, get ourselves kind of back together. And in the process, then we immediately, typically we go out and share it with other people. We will get through this storm. We always do. What we have with Nikan are a lot of solutions that allow our bodies to help themselves. We don't make medical claims. Our global president yesterday has reminded us of that. We don't. We shouldn't. And regardless of how passionate and how great our experiences have been, I've heard some amazing stories in 27 years, but we really should not make medical claims. What we can do is help educate people. My I Can attitude allows me to teach people something which will add value to their experience with me, I encourage them to respond in kind. And that's the third aspect of the mantra in the I Can Attitude course, and we get to use that. When it comes to going through storms of life, you can look at history, people like Jonah, who got on board a ship, and the captain said, "What are you doing sleeping through this storm? Get up, pray to your God, maybe he'll help us." We see all kinds of stories like this throughout history, and it's fascinating to me. I was just reading that account this morning. When it comes to our country as Americans, I think one of the greatest storms we can utilize, and what Nikan's giving us, is simple solutions. And just take something like water, for example. We could get into a lot of the other things and how the body works and how the body will help itself when we change the environment. But just taking water, for example, I have a copy of a recent issue of Consumer Reports with the cover story is bottled water safe? That's the title of the article. And the whole study basically proves that, as other studies have proven, that 93% of bottled water is tainted. The bottles may be BPA-free, but the caps are not. They're made of a lesser-grade plastic. So unless you can keep that bottle completely vertically erect, so none of the water touches the cap, then you're good to go. The problem is bottled water is kind of expensive. It's costly. Here in Oregon, you pay more for the deposit than you do for the bottle. But my point is this. Making the investment into something like a waterfall or the Nikan sports bottle just once can change the dynamics every. And then statistically, it's proven, just like we put here in Oregon or in the Pacific Northwest where we live, if we don't want moss to grow on our roofs, on our concrete, on our sidewalks, we spray something on them or we sprinkle something on them, something that's more alkaline. Well, we can do the same thing in our bodies. If we, you know, when we're sick, we usually don't eat a lot of sugar, if we have common sense. We don't put a lot of stuff in the body that is going to hinder the body to help itself. I mean, that's common sense, right? Usually. I don't find anybody that runs out as soon as they start getting sick or getting a runny nose or a cough. They run out and buy liters and liters or in 2-liter jugs or a whole case of Mountain Dew or Coke or Pepsi or something highly acidic and start chugging it down. Or they run out and buy a carton of cigarettes and take up smoking, or they run out and buy a bunch of processed food, you know, donuts and ice cream and candy and sugar. They don't typically do that. But more often than not, that's what we're faced with when we're not taking care of this temple. When it comes to the common sense things that we can do, and Oprah Winfrey, every year, she, on her show, and I'm going to finish with this thought, she always brought in the team of experts. And I can't remember where she was from. I never watched the show faithfully. But I know my friend Roger Drummer always referenced this, that they would test, and it might have been from the Center for Disease Control. I can't remember exactly what group of researchers, but they would go out and test common things to find out what we left them. And this is typically Americans. I'm sure it's in other countries as well. But what they discovered, three things: bowling balls, shopping cart handles, and gas pump handles. Again, bowling balls, shopping cart handles, and gas pump handles. And I think the reason they did that is so they wouldn't be able to pick on just one gender, because pretty much everybody touches bowling balls. Everybody touches shopping cart handles. Usually that's primarily going to be more females, and then more males probably fuel up cars than females. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the statistics were. But the common element they found on all three of those items was fecal matter. Poop. Okay? Because we as Americans, typically, we still haven't learned how to practice good hygiene. About, I'd say 15, 20 years ago, hand sanitizer became really, really popular. And I've watched and read more in the last 2 months interviews and articles published, and everybody keeps coming back and saying the same thing that our lead paramedic at our fire department shared with us a couple weeks ago when we were just starting to learn the protocols of how to deal with the coronavirus. And she said the same thing that everybody else is saying. No, hand sanitizer should not and does not replace using warm or hot soapy water and washing your hands. Not like a surgeon before going into surgery, but even they wash their hands thoroughly and then put rubber gloves on. It's such a simple thing. What's interesting is after you do that, you can take water out of your waterfall or out of your Nikan sports bottle and hydrate your skin instantaneously. And that water is living water, and it's slightly alkaline. Am I making a medical claim? No, I'm just saying what it does to my hands. I have used so little lotion in the last few months when I learned that fact, because it helps offset the body's natural acidics. What does it do internally? Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. And here's, I lied, I'm sorry. One final thought, and then the line is open. What are you doing in your own home? This is the question. What are you doing in your own home to utilize the components of your Nikan Wellness Home? And then how are you sharing it with other people without making medical claims? That's the key. A few years ago, before I went on an overnight field trip with our middle daughter, I had developed a stomach virus that was going around in our community. And the only reason I knew it was going on in our community, I'm not on social media, but Stacy is, and she maintains that presence for us. And she started reading. She said, "Husband, there's a whole bunch of other people that are saying they've got the same kind of symptoms you have." And we were reading up, what do we do? How do I increase the Nikan solutions that I'm already using? More immunity, more lactoferrin, more KVB. You know, it's like, you know, what do you do? We're not really always quick to run to the doctor. However, you get something big or that's major, that's catastrophic. If it's a major storm, it's a good idea. And what we discovered is a lot of our friends, they had gone to urgent care. They had gone to their doctor. Or they'd gone to their pediatrician for their child. And they all were told basically the same thing. This is a stomach virus that's going around, and we can give you antibiotics or not. Either way, it's going to take 10 to 14 days to pass naturally. And I kept thinking, you know, I got to go on this overnight field trip in 3 days. I don't have 10 to 14 days, because I was the parent coordinator of all the volunteers. We had, I think, 27 or 28 parents that were going with the whole entire middle school on this overnight field trip. And I was the one that put them all together. And I thought, I really want to go, but I need to go. So I thought, wait a second. The Nikan sports bottle is a simple solution. It's a little higher alkaline than the waterfall is. Maybe I should just drink directly from that. And so for 2 days, that's all I did. And I tracked it. And during those 2 days, I consumed at least 5 fills of that bottle. So there's like 20 ounces in each bottle. So that's 100 ounces, which is way over half my body weight in ounces of water, which is what we should consume to maintain hydration. Yes, I had to pee a lot, okay? I'll just be frank with you. But what was so wonderful was the previous symptoms of that stomach virus that I was dealing with. And again, I'm not making a claim and saying, if you get a virus, run out and do this and this will happen for you. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what happened for me. And what was wonderful is prior to doing that, I would get cold sweats and instantly I'd have to run to the restroom because I felt like I was going to vomit. But nothing would come out, and it was all that miserable dry heaving and stuff. But that's what I did for 2 days. I was able to go on that overnight field trip with no symptoms, no, to my knowledge, nothing else was going on because there was no symptoms. Maybe I still had the virus inside me, but I didn't impact anybody. Again, proper hygiene is a really good way to go. It's a little different with what we're dealing with now, okay? Shelter in place, cease and desist. There's a lot of terms that are being thrown around by the different governors, by our president. If you don't like it, please don't complain. Because none of us have all the answers, but we elect people into office, and we trust that they're going to make the best decision for us. We may not like it. I don't like it. But this is the protocol. This is what we need to do, and it really makes it a lot easier for first responders. So, anyhow, what are you doing in your home? And I don't want to put anybody on the spot. But I know several of you who I've spoken with in the last few weeks, you're doing some amazing things. And you've heard some amazing stories. And again, I want to be careful and say we don't make medical claims. We shouldn't. And some of you are already proactive. You've demuted your line because we can hear everything. But what are you doing? How are you sharing Nikan? Do you have a simple solution? I mean, again, we take the immunity to boost the body's immune system, 14 different rare mushrooms. Well, some of them may not be as rare as others, but there's some really, really powerful stuff in there. Lactoferrin. I love Nikan. They took a step right up to the front and said, let's not be crazy about this and buy 30 bottles when you only really need, according to what it says on the bottle, one a day for maintenance. So they've limited us to two. So if you've got a comment or you want to contribute, hit *6 on your phone line. If you don't have a comment, please hit *6 to mute your line.
Vance,
it's always
Sandy.
Comical. And, yes. Go ahead, Sandy.
Oh, hi.
Jenny Martin from Fremont, Ohio. Go ahead.
Well, I was talking to my business buddy, Ron, yesterday, and maybe he'll come on. Maybe I'm stealing his thunder here. But he mentioned, as far as the emotional aspect to help people during this crisis with Nikan, to go through old phone lists and even the no cards from customers and just call people and tell them we're kind of having a competition to see how we can add a little cheer to people's sort of tough time right now, and just touching base with you, not even to maybe mention Nikan unless they bring it up, and just let them know we're around and wishing them well. And I think that's a great idea. We're going to try to do a little competition on that. Then this is just a very small idea, but everybody probably is having some repercussions on financial issues. Maybe not some, but a lot of people. Well, this is just a small thing, but we've done this for a long time. Old palm megs, the magnets that were in them, those big balls, and also the old water bottle, the original one, those magnets are taken out. You can use any of the magnets that for some reason you wouldn't use anymore. Some I ran through the washing machine and they got rusty, but they're still usable. If you put those in your wash, it breaks down the water molecules, so you only need about half of your supplies that you use for laundry. So, like, my husband brought home a $15 bottle of laundry detergent. Well, really, that's only going to cost us $7. So they're not directly ideas that directly correspond to wellness, but yet they kind of do. And you're going green, which is, of course, Nikan's great philosophy. So that's it.
Sandy, you just opened up such a beautiful can of worms of suggestions, because you touched on several of the five pillars of wellness. And the healthy society aspect is usually that comes last, but it really, at this point, it could be, because we've all, for the last, let's say, decade or so, we've been practicing social distancing through social media. Okay, and I've thought a lot about this, and I harp on it all the time. I drive my family completely nuts, because as we're watching a movie last night that really only Addie and I our 10-year-old, we're only the ones, the only two watching it. The other four people in the living room, they're practicing social distancing because they're on social media while we're watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom. And they start talking to one another, and I said, why, shh, shh, shh. And they start yelling at me for shushing them. And I said, well, if we're going to watch a movie, why can't we watch a movie? You're not watching a movie. You're social mediaing, and we're supposed to be social distancing. And I start whining, and they just give me this look, and they go back to social mediaing and doing their thumb exercising. And it's quite funny, but quite sad. But Sandy, you bring up a really, really valid point. Pick up the phone, reach out to people, pop them a text, whatever you want to do. Say, hi, how you doing? How you doing? It's a line from Joey from Friends. How you doing? You know, and usually that was a pickup line he used to try and get a date. But the bottom line is that we can reach out. Yeah, financially, we still got a few bozos in the U.S., and I heard the statistic yesterday that diapers, Nancy Cosman from Cleveland area there, right up the road from you, Sandy, she shared with me that diapers are being hoarded, and people coming home from the hospital can't find diapers anymore because we as Americans, and again, it's not everybody, we're hoarding the American excess at its best. It's really not the spirit of our country. It's not. We're better than that. We don't. And Costco announced this week that if you bought a 10-year supply of toilet paper before they ran out, you get to keep it. They're breaking policy, and you cannot return it for your money back. You're stuck with it. So if you did that, shame on you. Because there's no shortage of toilet paper. And that's not even a side effect of getting corona. I've watched the interviews with people. I've listened to podcasts. I've seen some of these. And nobody says that they've got excessive diarrhea. Sorry to be so crude and gross. But that I'm flabbergasted by that. But what we can do, is, Sandy, is exactly what you're saying. Say, hey, and reaching out to people and say, hey, what are you doing? You know, for water. I don't want to try to sell you anything. However, if I can share with you what our family has done for years, it's really, really inexpensive. And as a matter of fact, right now, our company has brokered a fantastic deal for the next few weeks. These are the type of conversations I want to challenge everybody to reach out to some people. Maybe you have people on your chicken list that you've always known that they are concerned about water. This would be a good opportunity. Get them the information. There's tons out there. And if you don't know how, then ask somebody. But just as Sandy mentioned, her business buddy, Ron has been a wealth of information for a lot of us that are part of the ICANN group. But Sandy, thank you.
Ron is amazing.
It's a great reminder. Another suggestion, another thing that you're doing, because the whole laundry detergent is fantastic. Again, any bottle that you've purchased from Neekin or any of these old magnets, I have a bunch of magnets that I completely destroyed a MagFlex after several years. I've got a Neekin power band necklace currently it's around my neck. It's about to fall off. It's about to fall apart because I've been wearing it for so many years. I super glued the clasp together so it couldn't fall off. I got tired of it disappearing when I was taking shirts on or off, and I'd find it, you know, around my waist, and that's not where I want to wear a necklace, so I super glued it together, and I was showing Mom yesterday that it's the inside, the cord is worn so thin that it's about to fall off. So I will need to replace it, and I will probably super glue the next one on just because I don't need to take it off. It doesn't bother me. You can wear it 24/7. But these are simple solutions that I've been doing to up the ante. I am drinking more water. I'm practicing social distancing. I'm not getting in people's faces like I used to and defying that 18-inch barrier of space. What else are you doing?
Hey, Vance, this is Karen.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. A couple of things. First of all, if I could speak as a naturopath for just a second. Okay, I'm getting on my naturopath soapbox. You know, people do complain about going to the bathroom a lot if they drink more water. And The explanation to that is, yeah, you're getting the bad stuff out. So which would you rather have? A few extra trips to the bathroom? Or would you rather have all that stuff sitting in your body? Now, it is a known fact that with the more bad stuff in your body, you have a bad environment in your body. And it will create more acidity. It will create more disease. So I'll just leave everybody with that thought, and I'll share with you what I'm doing.
I think what you're trying to say, what I hear you saying, Karen, it's different when you live in Wisconsin where it's colder because you could put food outside and it won't rot. But if you take food and you put it at a really warm environment of 98.6 degrees, it's going to rot. And that's what happens. That's the way our bodies were created to work. And if you don't pass it out, like we heard from our guest last week, Victoria Walters, who has passed out and gotten rid of, eliminated 120 extra pounds. You have to, it has to be flushed out and gotten out, gotten rid of. It's just the natural way the body works. And it's a wonderful reminder. So what are you doing on top of that?
Okay. I am keeping social distancing, but I'm spending a lot of time on social media, which is wonderful because I am finding out what people are doing. I'm putting a lot of positive things. We were talking about the mind, okay? People are so stressed. We have a wonderful tool. It's called Humans Being More. It's called the 5 Pillars of Wellness. And we can actually be a beacon for everybody else who is so stressed and they don't know how to be positive at this point in time. So that's one of the things I'm doing. I'm putting funny things on Facebook, by the way, Vance, you missed a really cute one. Ask Stacy to find it for you, okay? And I put on there, it's a little baby and a dog, and or a toy animal, actually. And I said, this is the best day of your life. And, you know, just little things like that to help other people. And I am texting all of my customers, my clients, letting them know that I'm here. I do have a few that are high risk as far as their health goes. I'm making sure they're okay. I have, believe it or not, a couple who moved, and they're moving their offices next week as well. And so I know she has this tendency to become stressed. So I touch base with her and make sure she's doing okay, drinking enough water particularly. And that's one of the things. You know, again, if you're dehydrated, you're not flushing things out. It's not just a matter of drinking extra water. It's making sure you get the water that you're supposed to be getting anyway. I've increased my lactoferrin. Of course, I was doing a gut reset in the process anyway, which is actually a good idea right now. And so I've increased my lactoferrin. I've increased my immunity. I've increased my J green sense. My body has a tendency to be more acidic, and it's been that way all my life, and I know that. So knowing that, I want to keep it more alkaline, so I've increased my J green sense as well. So, and just making sure that I'm breathing fresh air, getting enough exercise when I can. I am touching base with people in my customer list, like Ron and Sandy mentioned. Some of them I don't even know. They were referrals from Niken, and they only ordered one thing one time. And so I just emailed them and said, hey, you know, we have other technologies. You might want to take a look at those. I did have one customer who upgraded from an aquaphor to a waterfall. They'll get it Monday. And I'm building the relationship with him. I'm sending him videos on how to set it up, so that we're staying in contact. I had seen a 90-year-old lady before all of this happened a couple of weeks ago, and she and her husband were lugging water. It was a block away from our co-op, you know, from their machine there. And I had gone over and talked to her about it, and her husband wasn't thrilled about spending some money. And I had gone to the co-op 3 days later. The water machine wasn't available for use because we had our first case of coronavirus. And I told her, and she was very dismayed, and she ordered a waterfall immediately. So I'm really excited that this 90-year-old couple who set up their waterfall yesterday, and I touched base with her, again, building that relationship, that she now has good water, and she's very pleased with it. So I'm doing what I can, where I can, and I'm also looking ahead to the next quarter. There's a lot of information on social media right now. The marketers are marketing what they do because they want us to use their services to help us get our businesses up and running when this is all over. Anyway, or even in the process. Some of us can do it in the process. And so I'm studying as much as I can with all of them and seeing what I need to do in the next quarter so that when this has subsided to at least a manageable degree, I will be able to start helping more people recover emotionally, financially, physically.
And you bring up a really, really good point, Karen, by the way. And Karen is in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where social distancing is easy when you got a lot of white stuff on the ground and the temperature is usually below freezing this time of year. But Larry Hafner asked me a couple days ago, Vance, how do we show people, how do we demonstrate the power of Niken products when we're used to doing hands-on demonstrations? I said, well, you have to adapt. We have to modify our approach. And that's the beautiful thing about something like this. It kind of changes things up so that we can take a step back and go, okay, wait a second. As our friend William Todd has taught Karen and I and so many others, it's not meant to be. Don't fight it. Please, folks, don't get frustrated in well-doing. Don't grow weary in well-doing is how the Bible says it. It's simply just take a step back and you really bring extra stress into your life. And I know, Karen, you can talk way more about that if we wanted to. But the short version is when we allow irritability or hardship or anything, I know. Trust me, I know. I did not imagine or envision standing, holding two orphans in my arms on my 20th birthday. Again, getting urine all over myself from them. But that experience 31 years ago, it was life-changing. Because that was it was like preparing me, 7 days later for a major upset, a major storm. And this is a storm. We'll get through it, and we will be stronger as a result. Or, as Luis Kasuga taught me several years ago, we have two options when change occurs. We either complain or we seek understanding. Seek ways to be part of a solution rather than part of the problem. And complaining about this, that, or the other, it doesn't do any good. And it just really doesn't. Let's be people that are solution-minded, people that contribute to a better, and we can, we all can. It's that simple. We have to make a decision. And Addie asked me last night, she said, Daddy, can I please go out of the house? That's hard for a 10-year-old who is 10 times more social than both their parents combined. She's been cooped up for almost 2 full weeks now because she had a little, little cold, cough, whatever it was. So when they canceled school, Monday will be 2 weeks ago for her. And I said, I'll see what I can do. Our local fire department, I got a text late last night, and we're putting up the flags that we usually put up over a 2.5-mile stretch through our little town. We usually put those up right before the 4th of July, but we're putting them up today. Just as a sign, say, look, we're in this together. So again, that's the healthy society pillar. Yeah, go ahead.
This isn't my idea, but it was in the newspaper, and I thought it was adorable. It might spawn other ideas. There was a local school, obviously in a small community, where probably they only have one elementary school, and the teachers got in cars, and the teachers paraded through the town so they could wave at their students.
Oh, that's awesome. And Elaine, as a former, educator, you understand the power of that. Woodland High School in Southern Washington, the state of Washington, the principal converted the high school right now because it's empty. It's right off of I-5, Interstate 5. He converted it, the parking lot, and set it up as a truck stop. It's a free truck stop for all the semi drivers who are still on the road, clean showers,
wow.
Men and women, free snacks, free beverages, free food, free access. They have three washers, three dryers in the locker rooms to do the laundry for that. They're not getting used.
Wow.
What a brilliant idea.
We also have a neighbor who teaches Zumba. And she opened up her Zumba class in a cul-de-sac. And so the music is booming. There were between 20 and 30 people, men and women, who were out there dancing at their own level, you know, healthy body. And it's probably not when there's snow out there, but, you know, if there's not snow, she'll do it again. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing is you hear stories like this, Elaine. Thank you. Go ahead. We've got other ideas. We've got a few minutes left.
Hey, Vance.
Yeah, this is.
Go ahead, Lyle.
Vance.
Yeah, Vance.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, just like the lady said, a lot of our schools here, the teachers have done the same thing with the parade. The other thing I was reading is, I know Texas Roadhouse restaurants and another one, the CEOs or the owners have designated their salary for a year to the frontline workers. And also Texas Roadhouse has opened their parking lots for truckers to come in and pick up food at no cost to the truckers. The other thing about being outside is a good thing. Working in the yard, you get a lot of stuff done, but you also get the vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah, and Lyle, you can do that in areas like where you're at down in Texas. Not so much. I mean, we're not inclined to do it. My brother takes the opposite approach as social distancing because we in Oregon, construction has not ceased. Like state of Washington, they've decided that construction is not an essential occupation, so they've asked people to stop doing that. But in Oregon, construction is still booming. Obviously, but every time I get in a vehicle with my brother, he has the biggest can of Lysol that I've ever seen, and he fumigates the dashboard, the gear shift, the steering wheel. His brother, unfortunately, that'd be me, and so I quickly have to open the door and jump out to keep from dying from chemical and inhalation, and of course we laugh because this is what brothers do. But being outside, Lyle, you bring up a really valid point. It's really, really healthy. If it's snowing or if it's raining, it's miserable, not so much. But there's nothing wrong. I get asked all the time, where'd you guys just go on vacation? Why are you so tan? I'm not. It's called Oregon rust, people. But it's vitamin D. It's really, really good to have a little bit of color, but not too much. I do wear a hat in the warmer months because I don't need all that, but I do get dark naturally, and I don't burn, and I'm very cautious of it. Sunblock's a good thing, but hats are even better, or staying, you know, get all things in moderation.
Yeah, and also what the other lady said about social media, I'm finding people coming to me because of posts that I've put on there, videos that I put on there from Dr. Gary Lindner, and Dave Johnson recently just sent out a great information about our immunity and the medicinal mushroom book that's out that endorses our company in their book.
Yeah, and you know we're all learning how to we're all learning how to do something to give up a little bit more. It's just the right thing to do, rather than being selfish. We got a text last night from one of our missionary friends in the Philippines, and I don't know what's going to come of it. But the long and short of it, I may be giving my truck for some people that are stateside, and they didn't want to be stateside. They're part of the midwifery clinic there in the Philippines, but they have no vehicle. And they said they'd even be willing to pay for your insurance. I'm like, I don't need my insurance paid for. I don't really need my truck. And they said, well, how will you get over to the shop? I'm like, it's only 3.5 miles away. Like, well, yeah, you're right. I'm not going anywhere. You can take my car. And I'm like, we got two daughters. They're not going anywhere. So I don't need my truck. It's a 5-passenger. And then Stacey looked at me. She's like, because I'm not giving up my brand new car. I said, well, I'm not asking you. I'll give up my truck. If they can drive stick, they can take my truck. It's not the most, you know, desirable vehicle, but it's paid for. But my point is this, again, folks, we can all do a little bit more. Be Nikin Wellness Consultants. Walk in the 5 pillars of wellness. And watch what happens through this storm. And again, it's very, very serious. It's not a hoax. It's not an evil plot by President Trump. All right? He didn't concoct this plan. It's not an evil plot by the Chinese. Oh, I've read lots of conspiracy theories. They're absolutely hilarious. It just happens. I talked to a dear friend yesterday, and I'll finish with this. He wrote me, and I called him because his wife has just gone into hospice. She's in her, oh my goodness, she's in her early 90s. She's down to 76 pounds, and this is it. This is the end for her. And we were talking about the coronavirus, and he said, Vance, my doctor told me, and again, I don't know the validity of this, so this is just, this is what he shared with me. He said, the people in the medical community have stated, they've gone on record, said they've known this virus has existed for quite some time. And he said his doctor told him 60 years they've known about this virus, and they just, but nobody, it hadn't reached the levels that it has now. And if you want a really good website, and this is what I shared with my friend Peter, because he's getting ready to say goodbye to his wife, Sugar. And that's tough. It's really, really tough. And I've not had that opportunity. It'll happen. It happens to all of us. We have to say that final farewell to people. But until then, we can be vigilant. We can be wise with our time. Things. The website, it's called WorldOmeter. The word world, O-meter, worldometer.com. I check it a couple times a day just to see where we are statistically. I'm fascinated by the numbers. What are countries doing that do not have the death rate? I'm reading about some of their methods. And it's really interesting. And what they've been doing for years, we should have been doing. And it's simple solutions. It really does come down to it. But as Aristotle once said, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. Treat your bodies like a temple, not a tent. And they'll take care of us. And we have the solutions with Nikin. Some of us need to utilize this time, as Karen suggested, to do a cleanse, do a detoxification. Follow Victoria Walter's lead that shared last week on SaturdayAMLive.com is where that recording is posted in the 2020 recordings. Just, again, look for the name Victoria Walters. 120 pounds she shed. What a powerful story and how she's done it. It really, really is amazing. And simple solutions like water, as we've been discussing, simple solutions like extending a kind phone call. So lots of things we can do. Again, take this time to re-educate yourself, to learn more, connect with other people. There's lots of resources out there. Stacy watched one about minimalists yesterday. It's been very cathartic in more ways than one, no pun intended, for our family to make some decisions. Do we really need that? Do we need to? No, we don't. And I'm constantly going through things. I filled my truck yesterday. I filled my truck with stuff that we were sorting through from our shop. And some of it is in a trailer loaded up, ready to go to a small village in Mexico. Some of it will be deposited into the garbage tomorrow. Some of it I donated. But it's all empty now. But again, these times like this, a storm like this, we can really, really become better people if we choose to. And that's my encouragement to you, that hopefully you'll go through this storm like lots of storms we've gone through, and we'll become better in the end. So thank you, Karen, Lyle, Sandy, and Elaine, for your contribution. Really, really appreciate it. And again, there's lots and lots of great wealth of information out there. Please tune in daily to the Sizzle Calls. What a fantastic way to introduce people to Niken every day, Monday through Friday. I am going to ask Dave Johnson if he could probably, especially during this time, put together a Sizzle Call for Saturday. I've gotten some great feedback. People said, yeah, that would be really helpful, because you typically Monday through Friday, maybe that we can't connect with people or they're busy or whatever. But every day, Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, that's 8:30 out on the East Coast, the number to dial, you're going to hear, it's 10 minutes long, hosted by different people. What I heard Thursday, those of you who are on it, was a powerful story of a brand new gal just introduced to Niken a couple weeks ago and is utilizing what we've been talking about. She was diagnosed with COVID-19, and her response back, again, being very careful not to make medical claims. She just simply did what most of us are already doing. We made the investment into our own physical bodies and into our homes. But the phone number for that, if you don't have it, is area code 701-791-9218. Again, 701-791-9218. One last time, 701-791-9218. And that's every day, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 on the East Coast, that's 7:30 Central and 6:30 Mountain Time. But every day it's hosted by a different person, 10 minutes in length, and powerful stories. It's not recorded, okay? It's live, and once it's shared, that's it. That's all you get. But every day it's different stories, different hosts, very professionally done and very, very powerful. Best way to introduce somebody new to Niken. And use it or lose it, folks. And I use it all the time. I'm so encouraged by these stories. So that's all I've got, folks. Thank you again.